now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
With the start of spring rapidly approaching, the thoughts of many young people will turn, not lightly to love, but rather to the prospects of getting a job after graduation. Hundreds of young men are already in career advancement mode as they await the National Football League's draft late next month. Many of them are just back from Indianapolis, where they participated in the league's combine. The prospective draftees took turns running, jumping, throwing, catching, and lifting in what has been jokingly called the Underwear Olympics. However, in hotel rooms well off the playing field where the athletes were poked, prodded, and measured before an audience of team scouts and executives, another kind of test took place. And in this test, the evaluators failed. While the running and jumping and lifting are designed to test an athlete's physical prowess, those executives and scouts interview the players to measure their mental makeup. And it's for good reason. Players taken in the first round will become instant millionaires. A team on the verge of bestowing that kind of largesse upon a young man would be foolish not to probe a potential employee for weaknesses in character. Along with all the other combine invitees, Darius Geis, a running back from LSU, sat down with clubs to discuss his potential future with them. It's what Geis was asked by at least two of those clubs that has drawn scrutiny upon the process. Geis told SiriusXM that in one of the interviews he was asked if he liked men. The question not being posed ironically or humorously, but rather in the manner of one person trying to get another to disclose his sexual orientation. In another interview, Geis said, a team insinuated a rumor that Geis's mother was a prostitute, then asked how he felt about it. The questions were posed undoubtedly to get a rise out of Geis, to see if he would react to provocation, and if so, how. To his lasting credit, Geis did not punch either of the questioners, though he must have felt justification. This isn't the first time that NFL team officials have been caught asking salacious questions at these combine interviews. 2 years ago, an Atlanta Falcons assistant coach asked then Ohio State defensive back Eli Apple a question about his sexuality during an interview. Apple spilled the beans, but the Falcons weren't punished for violating league policy about asking such a question. Atlanta head coach Dan Quinn issued an apology and a pledge to give the assistant a stern talking to. Geis did not name the offending coaches, likely out of fear of earning the enmity of teams for rocking the boat, which of course is shameful. There's a clear difference between doing due diligence by asking thought-provoking questions of potential employees and embracing homophobia and misogyny. Indeed, what happened in Indianapolis not only is against the collective bargaining agreement between the league and its players, but is a violation of federal law. Once Darius Geis has been drafted, NFL Commissioner Smiling Roger Goodell should ask him who asked the questions, then ask the offenders the following. How's it feel to be out of work? And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com and follow me on Twitter @sportsatlarge. Until next week, for all of us here, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening and enjoy the games.